Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Through the years, I have known literally thousands of preachers. In addition to having preached the gospel for almost 56 years, I served as director of the Freed Hardeman University annual lectureship for 11 years. That position gave me the opportunity to get to know preachers from all over the United States. It is my considered judgment that most of these preachers chose to become preachers because of their love for God and their desire to bring men and women into the kingdom of God. There have been some of the other kind, but the numbers have been small. Tragically, some of these preachers have apostatized, either by joining some cultic group, or by becoming sexually involved with some woman, or in a few cases, some man. According to the Apostle Peter, there were some preachers in the very first century who were covetous and made merchandise of their hearers. 2 Peter 2:3. Peter explained further when he wrote, "Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children." 2 Peter 2:13 through 14. Since Peter was writing by divine inspiration, we know he was describing a true situation. Although we're not able to identify who those false teachers were, the false teachers were far more interested in fulfilling their sexual appetites than in leading lost souls to Christ. They could not look at a woman without having lustful thoughts about her. They viewed every woman they met as a possible sexual partner. Would it surprise you that the same happens in our day? I'm not referring to some modern television evangelist, although that happens among them. Marie Fortune wrote a very disturbing little book with the title, "Is Nothing Sacred? When Sex Invades the Pastoral Relationship." Marie Fortune, who incidentally is a lesbian and a United Church of Christ preacher, tells of a preacher she calls Peter Donovan, not his real name, who was sexually involved with more than 45 women in the congregation where he labored. Marie Fortune says concerning Peter Donovan, "The charges against him included sexual contact with counselees and employees, misuse of his pastoral office to coerce or to manipulate parishioners, verbal threats to intimidate people who might report his activities, and the use of physical force to engage in sexual intimacy." Page 13 of the introduction. Legal charges were brought against him, but the church authorities shipped him to another charge. Did Peter Donovan fall into the category Peter mentioned, having eyes full of an adulteress, and that cannot cease from sin? He certainly did, and so have thousands of others in modern times. You might be surprised if you knew how many preachers are sexually immoral. Those preachers are so intent on having a good time, according to their own wishes and appetites, they are not going to stop that sin unless they are fired or put in jail. This is not a very good commentary on preachers, but we must be realistic. Peter accuses these men of beguiling unstable souls. Is it possible Peter Donovan convinced the women of the church where he preached that sexual involvement with the preacher would enhance their spiritual maturity? If that sounds weird, let me assure you that it has happened. This means that churches must always be alert to what their preacher and other leaders are doing. We must never deceive ourselves into believing that our preacher is above sin. We must always exercise diligence in these matters. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.